mouthful, isn't it? Therefore, you may address me as Lola. I will not be offended. It's a childhood thing. Even my six-year-old daughter calls me Lola, and I like it. Perhaps you heard about me. See, I had an asteroid named after me. I spotted it back in 1992, and believe me when I tell you, you have nothing to fear. It is very, very far away. Among friends, we refer to it as Lola's Rock. I'm proud of it. He too spotted an asteroid for the first time a few months ago, and you may have seen it last night when it came within a few hundred thousand miles of our planet. We like to make jokes about Abby's asteroid, but old Alexi laughs rarely, and for the last 3 days and nights, his right eye has been glued to the telescope. I try reasoning with him. Abby, I say, are you aware of the odds against an asteroid colliding with Earth? He seems unconvinced. You feel that your name will be forever associated with death, destruction, possibly the complete annihilation of our planet. However, should a collision actually occur, no one would be left to make that association. You could face a few uncomfortable days leading up to the disaster. Go offline. Unplug the phone. Take a holiday. You deserve it. Now, of course, there is the admittedly remote possibility that seconds before the collision, we will all be elevated to a far better place. An eternal plane of joyful delirium. Let's not call it heaven, let's call it Abby's Domain. My old friend doesn't even look at me. Abby, I know you're a pragmatist. I know you're unimpressed by all these projected scenarios. But consider this. Your name would go up in lights. At last, he turns towards me, hesitates and asks me for a chocolate. I'll give him the one I've been saving for last. You see, that's what friends are for.